Welcome to the Barons Hideout Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin.
And I'm your co-host, Dean, and we'd like to let you know where you can find us.
The best way to find our socials is on our link tree at the Barons Hideout, which has our Twitter, Instagram, and podcast links.
And you can find me on Instagram at Dean of the Dead Hot Sauce, on Facebook under Dean Sharp, and also my website, www.deanofthedead.com.
Lastly, if you wish to support us further, you can subscribe to our Patreon for $1 a month. Now, to the show. To be back over here talking to you guys. Took the last couple weeks off to kind of get things ready for the live show that happened this week, and the actual Q&A of that will be coming out very, very soon. But wow, I've missed it. I missed coming over here talking movies and, you know, just all things horror, essentially. I feel like I've been kind of off the radar everywhere because of everything I've been trying to do and prep for and other things happening that I'm really excited to start announcing and talking about within the next week. But today, we're here to talk about a new film that just dropped on Screenbox. I did have a screener for this. I just didn't have a chance to get to it beforehand. So why not record it the day of release and put it out same day so you guys know what to go and watch, what you're getting yourself into, and how I felt about it. We're going to be talking about the new film that has dropped on Screenbox, Life of Belle, which is a found footage film that some sources say came out last year, some sources are saying it came out this year. It's set in 2018, and I had some mixed feelings about this, but after the conclusion of the film happened and I saw all the actors that are in here, made me really enjoy this a little bit more. And I'm going to go and rewatch it again, probably in a couple of days, let it kind of settle in my brain and see how I'm feeling, see if I'm thinking about it later on in the day. But before we start diving into how I feel about it, let's go and look at the synopsis. So as I said, this movie is Life of Belle. It says, in 2018, Annabelle Starnes went missing. York County Police released surveillance footage of the home in hopes of new leads. So that's what IMDb says. And let's go to Rotten Tomatoes to see if there's anything else. On Rotten Tomatoes, it says, 8-year-old Annabelle Starnes is missing, and there are no leads as to where she might be. As I said before, this is a found footage film. It's really through the lens of children. So it starts out with the father of the family giving Belle a camera because she wants to make content. She wants to become a content creator at a very, very young age and just kind of have fun with it. And, you know, we've kind of seen this this story before of, you know, found footage, seeing it through the eyes of children, maybe just some kind of weird thing happening in the family or some supernatural aspects. You know, I think we've seen it a lot with the Paranormal Activity films, especially I think the third one is when we honed in on the younger girls. So this one, you know, kind of plays with that a little bit. It makes it feel sort of familiar, but also trying to make it its own thing. And there are moments where it falls kind of flat for me, I will admit. So I docked a few points off of that while watching it, being like, oh, okay, so this just feels kind of, it either felt forced or the writing was a little eh. But like I said, once I found out who was actually in this film, it made me enjoy it a lot more. So pretty much the whole family is actually a real family in real life. So they wrote it to the director and writer of Sean Robinson, who plays the father. Then we Matthew Robinson is the father. And then we have Sarah Mae Robinson, who's the mother. Saren Robinson is Belle, and Zachary Robinson as Link. I imagine, I don't know if there's any kind of details on this. I imagine Sean Robinson has to be part of the family somewhere. Maybe it's the father, like the actual father of the father, or cousin, or who knows. But it's in the realm of an actual family being a real family in this movie, which I think adds to the authenticity of it more as I was watching it towards the end and realizing they went there and this is a real family doing these to this fictional family that's actually them. Kind of was like, I don't know if I could do that. Because like I said, this is through the eyes of children, you know, brother and sister. And as everybody knows, I'm a father of a six-year-old, and me thinking of this and putting myself in the shoes and being the father or whatever, going away for a trip, which is what he does in this film, and then come back and see things not right at all, because the mother is portrayed essentially as schizophrenic, really. So it does kind of tie into mental health issues and stuff like that. You see the mom kind of deteriorate as the movie goes on, and she takes pills, and then she starts to throw them all out because they're quote-unquote bad or poison. And she starts doing that with all these other things in the house, and then she starts to play these games with the kids of close your eyes, don't open your eyes, it doesn't matter what you hear, don't do that, blah blah blah, make sure you guys are holding hands, if you do this then they won't come and get you. It's always like, they're not gonna hurt you if I do this, like in her mind. Or like even said earlier in the film, the father and the family were around a campfire and he was telling the story of when he was younger and he had a girl who was across the street, who then you kind of realize that that girl was now the mom, and saying that this person across the street would see things and he wouldn't see things, and then she would consistently say that, well, they're in the corner of my eye, I just can't look at them. So like what's happening in this film really dates back all the way from when they were kids. So it's really creepy. Before I dive into anything else, I do want to get the ratings out for IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes. And we have on IMDb, it's a 5.3 out of 10 with 262 reviews. That's a lot of reviews already for a film that essentially just came out. On Rotten Tomatoes, it says it came out in 2023, and then IMDb says 2024. I'm going to go with 2024 since this has landed on Screenbox. If this did come out in an earlier date, let me know, because I'm really curious to see how long this has actually been around. And on Rotten Tomatoes, there's no critic and there's no audience score, because it's just that fresh. The runtime is 1 hour and 12, so if you're looking for a very short film, you know, below the 90-minute mark, this is for you, especially if you love found footage films. Because I think ever since after COVID, or even like during COVID, the one thing that a lot of people were focusing on was found footage, because everybody was isolated and it was easy to do. You could do things in your house without having to go out and do a lot of things, like take the movie Host, for example. That's all through the lens of Zoom and online. And what they did for that was incredible. And this kind of ties into that, I would say, because this is all essentially them in a house. They don't really travel anywhere other than going to a playground once or being in the neighborhood once. Everything else is super isolated. So I wonder if this was actually shot during COVID, or if it was actually 2018. Who knows? But the setting of this is enjoyable. I like it. Very minimal. There's maybe like four or five like house cameras, and then the main camera that Belle uses. And one critique I have to point out is you have this 8-year-old holding a camera who's never held a camera before, and all the shots are perfect. I feel like if you wanted to make this a little bit more authentic, you'd want things out of frame and weird, because I think that would have added to the creepiness or just the overall tone of things being off, with things out of focus. Because even when she puts things down, it's like completely perfect. I think they could have played with that a little bit more, instead of keeping everything super lined up, perfect, things are in frame. That's just my own little critique, and I had to take a couple points off for that, as well as some of the writing. I had to kind of take a couple points off for that. But overall, this film was very enjoyable. The ending was an ending. I really wanted to like it and be like, okay, so this reveal is awesome, because you got a little bit of glimpses as to like what these things are, like once or twice in the film. They are just essentially shadows, and you kind of move things, but you really have to be paying attention. So this is why I want to go back and rewatch it after, let this settle and me think about it a little bit more, to see if I can pick out any other little things that are going on, because there's really only one or two key moments that I saw a shadow and something kind of fall or move slightly throughout the hour and 12 minute film that I just watched. Any other sections I want to highlight? I think I want to highlight Link, the boy, a little bit. I think he did an amazing job for him being very, very young. I would say he's about 5 or 6, like the same age as my son. And for how he's acting is pretty spot on as to how my son is acting. Belle, I feel like for her being 8, I think she's a little, like, really mature in this and how she handles things and does things, but not too far off from what I think an 8-year-old would actually act like. The mom, I think some of the acting with her and her dialogue was a little rough around the edges, or a little too forced on, and like, okay, I get it. I get this is happening. I think just toning down some of the energy that she had, or I don't know. There was just something about a few of the moments in this film that I felt like this could have been maybe reshot in a little bit more, but I understand they're trying to be, you know, very almost real life in a way of how you would act. But then again, I don't know if you would really be acting this type of way in real life, because these events that happen don't really happen this way. But like I said, it is kind of playing along with like the schizophrenia part of it. So who knows? Maybe there are parts in here that are true. It's a good film overall. I'd say definitely go check this out. If you got Screenbox, go check this out. It just dropped today. I think that this would end up on an essential list of mine for the Screenbox movies, because like I said, there's so much on there. And everything that they drop, I have to go through and really like pick out, okay, can this go on an essential picks list? And this one, for sure. Especially if you're a fan of found footage. I love found footage, and there's been some really, really good ones. Like Frogman is one a lot of people have been talking about lately. And yes, I agree. That film is fucking phenomenal. And this film, I think, with a few tweaks and maybe like some reshots on things, or just kind of framing things a little bit differently, I think this could be way better. But for me, on a scale out of 1 to 10, I would probably give this a 6.5. I think that's probably pushing it up there. I'd probably land at a 6, really, but I'm giving it that 0.5, because after seeing that an actual family did this, they made this, they put it out there, and the events that happen in this film, for it to be an actual family doing that, I think they handled it very, very well. I don't know how many talks they had to have within themselves and be like, hey, this is just a movie. What we're doing here, it's not happening in real life. We're just acting. I don't feel this way towards you. Like, there had to have been a lot of conversations about some of the things that happen. I want to talk about it, but I don't want to spoil anything for you guys. Just go watch this film, and when you see the ending, you're going to realize and be like, wow, I don't even know if I could do that. Maybe if you really hated some of your family members, maybe. But I don't think that the people in here hated each other. I would hope they don't. But like I said, 6.5 out of 10, slightly above average. Out of all the found footage films out there, this one is just right above average. Go check it out. It is on Screenbox right now. Thank you guys so much for listening to this review. I am so happy to be back. And like I said, there's some things I'm working in the back that I'm really amped to start sharing with each other, and some cool announcements for anybody local. I'm going to be popping up at a few events that I'm going to be so stoked to be at. I really, really am. Oh man, it's a great year for horror, a great year for the show, and I thank you guys so much for tuning in every time I put out an episode. It means a lot to me. This is just a little fun project I'm doing, and thank you Screenbox for always, you know, reaching out and be like, here's a screener, if you want to review it, you can review it. And this year I'm being really picky, but I need to make sure I'm putting these out on time going forward. Thank you guys. Go enjoy your day. Go check this out by the end of today. Let's get this on the top 5 list on Screenbox. I'll see you guys on the next one.